This is the disclosure. It isn't the story of one person being wronged.
It's about a rule that runs quietly on tens of thousands of files in Saskatchewan.
To receive last resort welfare, a person can be required to hand over their bank statements and submit to a transaction-by-transaction review of their account.
And here is the sequence that matters. The benefit is suspended first. The demand comes after. The cut runs in the gap between them, while rent and groceries do not pause.
The later notices stop asking about eligibility in the ordinary sense. They compel financial review directly. Submit a recent bank statement. Then discuss the deposits into the account.
No dollar threshold is named. No specific ground is stated. No statutory authority for a transaction-level search is cited on the face of the demand.
The benefit is the leverage. And the leverage is used to pry the account open.
The price of subsistence becomes the surrender of your financial privacy. On demand, with no warrant, and nobody you can appeal the search to.
And when the dispute reaches a tribunal, the tribunal can disclaim jurisdiction over the very rule that produced the decision.
The internal appeal ladder runs on a short clock, ticking while the benefit is already suspended, and one route requires paying money in first.
The structure is built so the question we are asking, was the state allowed to do this at all, never has to be answered by anyone inside it.
By the province's own auditor's figures, which we will reconfirm against the published reports before filing, this program carries a caseload over 17,000. Roughly 3/4 of rejections are for missing documentation rather than for being ineligible, and the caseload is majority Indigenous.
So this falls hardest on the people least able to refuse it.
The challenge rests on 3 sections of the Charter. This is the case we plan to make. It is not a ruling, and no court has decided it.
Section 8. Unreasonable search and seizure. Compelling bank statements as the price of subsistence, with no warrant and no prior authorization, is a search, and on those terms an unreasonable one.
Section 7. Life, liberty, and security of the person. Suspending a last resort benefit first, on a demand with no ground and no timely review, engages the security of the person in a way that may be arbitrary or grossly disproportionate.
And Section 15, under assessment, equality. A financial surveillance condition imposed on people because they receive social assistance, falling disproportionately on Indigenous recipients.
If any one of these succeeds, the result is not damages for one person. It is a limit on how the state may treat everyone in the same position.
This fund is for the legal costs of bringing that challenge with counsel. A retainer, court and filing fees, disbursements, expert affidavits, and a reserve against costs.
Let's be clear about what this is not. It is a structure case, not an accusation. No caseworker or official is named or accused of bad faith. It is not a fraud or corruption claim.
It is de-identified. No name, no file number. And it is not decided. Every argument here is a position to be argued, not a holding.
The litigant is kept anonymous to protect a live legal matter. Donations are gifts, not tax deductible, and no receipt is issued.
If the case cannot proceed, surplus goes to a related public interest legal effort, and that is reported here.
Interac e-transfer is preferred, and a card option is the backup. Give only what you can afford to give as a gift to the fight.
This is the disclosure. Can the state search the financial life of its poorest people, without a warrant, without a limit, and without any forum that can say no?